And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 16th of April, 2013. It's the birthday of Gertrude Chandler Warner, born in Putnam, Connecticut, 1890, the creator of the Boxcar Children series of books for children. She taught first grade for over 30 years, and one day, when she stayed homesick, she thought up the story of the Boxcar Children. Her family, when she was a child, lived near the railroad tracks, and she'd often go out and watch the trains go by, sometimes get a glimpse into the window of the caboose, and sometimes see a little stove and table and a coffee pot on the stove, which fascinated her, the idea that someone was living in the caboose. And she invented the story about four orphaned children, Henry, Jesse, Violet, and Benny, ranging in age from 6 to 14, who, after their parents die, go to live with their grandfather, who the children feel is a cruel man, and so they run away and they set up housekeeping in an abandoned boxcar, supporting themselves and living a life of great independence. Gertrude Chandler Warner said that the story at first raised a storm of protest from librarians, who thought the children were having much too good a time without any parental control. And Warner said that is exactly why children like the story. She wrote the original 19 Boxcar Children stories. In the years since, more than 100 titles have been added, written by others. It's the birthday of Kingsley Amis, born in London, 1922, went to Oxford, where he met Philip Larkin, who became his best friend, and who encouraged Amis to become a novelist. He at first wanted to be a poet, but Larkin helped him turn his sketches about campus life into his first novel, Lucky Jim. It's the birthday of Charlie Chaplin, born in London, 1889, who started out as a vaudeville actor in a comedy troupe, went to Hollywood, was shocked at how crude the movies were, started directing himself, and in the year 1914, he directed, wrote, and starred in 16 films in 6 months, in which he invented his most famous character, the Little Tramp, and he became a star recognized around the world. 1787, the first American play opened at the John Street Theater in New York City, written by Royal Tyler. He was 29, graduate of Harvard, veteran of the Continental Army. The play was entitled The Contrast, first play by an American writer to be professionally produced. And it was a success. It played 4 times that month in New York, and then in Baltimore and Philadelphia. George Washington went to see it. Here's a poem for today by Lewis Simpson, entitled Frogs. The storm broke, and it rained, and water rose in the pool, and frogs hopped into the gutter with their skins of yellow and green, and just their eyes shining above the surface of the warm solution of slime. At night, when fireflies trace light lines between the trees and flowers, exhaling perfume, the frogs speak to each other in rhythm. The sound is monstrous, but their voices are filled with satisfaction. In the city, I pine for the country. In the country, I long for conversation. Our happy croaking. Frogs, a poem by Lewis Simpson from The Owner of the House, published by Boa Editions Limited, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Reputation.com, helping individuals and businesses make their best impression where people learn about them first, on the Internet. Learn more at 1-800-REPUTATION. Produced by Nick Vetter. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.